Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
World Behind the Black. I'm John Batchel with Bob Zimmerman, and here comes V'ger one more time. You will all recall the original Star Trek movie back in the day when they were all with us and not beamed up to heaven. The original Star Trek movie turned on a probe that had achieved enormous powers by meeting some alien craft somewhere in space that had taken pity on it. It was V'ger. Bob, what is V'ger?
Well, according to Star Trek, V'ger was one of the Voyager interplanetary probes that the U.S. sent out to fly by a bunch of planets and then go beyond the solar system over time. There were two of them, Voyagers 1 and 2. Both are still operating, though they're getting close to the end of their lifespan because their power source will go away. But engineers work very hard to try to keep them going for as long as possible. Now, you got to understand, these are running with very simple computer systems that have been running continuously now for almost a half century. They are the longest running, continuously running operating systems ever built. So one of those two spacecraft, Voyager 1, they were beginning to have problems with some of the thrusters they were using, one thruster. So they wanted to switch from that thruster to a different backup thruster, which is actually primary, but they used to use, and then it gone back, went to the backup. So now they want to go back to this primary. And so they had to do that. But to do that, they had to shut down some systems because they don't have a lot of power, because they needed to heat the thruster before they turned it back on. So it's a very complicated maneuver, and they're doing it from, like, it takes almost 24 hours for the message to get out there and then to come back. But they managed to do it, and so Voyager 1 is still functioning with a thruster that can orient the spacecraft properly to communicate with Earth.
Juno,
it'll run out of power sometime in the next few years, John, but it's still working.
Now we go to Juno, which is an up-to-date probe of Jupiter. What's it found, Bob?
I got two different stories from Io. Juno is orbiting Jupiter, and it did a bunch of flybys of the volcanic planet moon of Jupiter, Io. And in one case, they were comparing pictures from the Galileo probe in the 90s and discovered that a new volcano had appeared in the equatorial regions of Io. That a new volcano appeared, it shouldn't be a surprise because there's volcanoes erupting on this planet all the time. It's a volcanic planet. It's made that way from the tidal forces from Jupiter. But what was interesting about this is that the other story is hotspots. They've done a map now. Using the Juno data, they've done a map based on that data of the hotspots on the planet. And what's interesting is that theories, models had said there'd be more hotspots near the equator. Instead, they're finding more hotspots towards the poles. This new volcano is at the equator. What really comes down to is that the database is just too small right now to really have a good idea whether the models are right or wrong. Either way, we're beginning to get a sense of this. It's going to take an orbit around Io for years to really understand this planet more thoroughly.
What is a Martian spider?
These are formations seen only in the southern hemisphere of Mars. They're caused when the winter mantle of dry ice covers everything, and then when the spring hits, the sun heats the base of that, gas gets trapped, it sublimates into gas that's trapped under the mantle, and then it finally breaks through at weak spots. In the southern hemisphere, it does this in the same way every year, which produces this tributary kind of grooves in the ground that look like spiders. They've now duplicated this process on Earth, proving the theory, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.